All right. Hey, this is Act 2 of the podcast. We're getting right back into it. If you missed Act 1, go back and listen to that thing. Otherwise, this isn't going to make any sense. Okay, see ya. Welcome in, old friends. Welcome back. Hour 2 of this Monday, December 30th edition of the Eric Zane Show podcast. Radio workplace staff meeting went well. Nothing too weird. Nothing to report that's interesting or fun. They actually gave me the option. They go, hey, it's New Year's Eve. Are you taking tomorrow off? You know, you can take it off. And then I got the impression like, if you want me to, I mean, they go, well, we don't want you to, but I mean, so I was like, you know what? I'm just going to do it. I'm just going to do the Insane Asylum on Q100, and that's fine. It messes me up when I start to, you know, it's kind of like my body starts, okay, weekend, not weekend. However, Wednesday is New Year's Day, and we know nothing changes on New Year's Day. Under a blood red sky, I'm not going to do anything on New Year's Day. Thursday, we will have a Big Fraud Thursday, complete with Who Are These Free Beers, featuring Free Beers Super Sniff Fake Cry Compilation. I still haven't yet finished the holiday break-ins to get all of the fake sniffs. But my God, that will be part of Thursday's broadcast. So glad you are here enjoying this with me. I mean, I always enjoy it. I hope you do too. There was one person who won that damn lottery. I did play. I bought 5 tickets. And so then I got the numbers and like I looked up Mega Millions. And then as soon as I clicked on Mega Millions numbers and then it populated my results, the very first result said one ticket sold in California wins it. And I kind of hate that because, I mean, that I don't even get to compare what I have. Now, granted, if I would have gotten 5 numbers and not the Mega Millions, whatever they call it. They don't call it the Powerball, but you know what I mean. I would have still won big money. And, but no, fuck. So then I compared the numbers between what I had drawn for my 5 tickets. And did you know that, out of, that would be 30 numbers on my ticket. 6 times 5. 6 numbers for each draw, 5 draws. Out of the 30 numbers, I had 0 numbers correct. None. I didn't have shit. I've told a story about when I played the Powerball in Jersey. And I, it was back when you would actually watch the drawing. This is 20 years ago, 20 plus years ago. And the drawing's like, whatever, $10 million. And it's the same deal. You got to get 5 and then the Powerball. And the first number, the first 4 numbers that they drew, you know, and it's like, yeah, all right, number, first number, and it's the ball spinning around, little ping pong balls, and it spits it out. First number on the Powerball is 6. And I go, oh, fuck, I got 6. I did that for the first 4 balls in the draw. And hold on, I just heard something. Everything okay in there? Everything okay?
Yeah, I'm just going to take that for a little while.
Okay, well, when I hear someone in there, I'm always suspicious that something's going on, so that's why I said that. Okay. Are you all right? What happened? Okay. You're going to Tarvard? Okay. Say hi to everybody at Tarvard.
Not Tarvard. I'm going to Costco.
You're going to Costco or Tarvard?
Do you need anything?
I don't know. I can't think right now. Four numbers is $100. Anyway, a lot of activity in the house today. Kenny points out, easy, your camera shows Queen of the Forest more clearly in the background than before. Oh, the camera's great. It's an outstanding camera. The last one I had was as old as this podcast. It needed to be updated. There's a great mystery that just unfolded. One of the mysteries was solved, but this is involving the NFK, and we've had a crazy few days with the NFK. I posted on Facebook a couple of things. In fact, I'll actually show those here because it's remarkable to me, and I like showing you this stuff from time to time. I may even have shown you this one. This was the cabinet that Madison cleaned the other day, and then the NFK prepares food. And somehow, now this is on a floor-level cabinet. Like, you put your pots and pans in this when you open this door here. Somehow, through his food preparation, that winds up there. There was another one that I didn't post that's equally as bad. And then as the weekend progressed, this is what I mean by the salt and pepper shaker becomes a napkin. Look at that on there. And I have to repeatedly tell myself, there is no point in bringing this up. It is much easier to clean it. I've experienced both, because I think the MO here is just de-escalate. The second you see it, he doesn't mean it. Even if he does, which I don't think he does, he just is oblivious. This is how the brain operates. And that is a wonderful way to get into what I just witnessed just before this podcast started, just before the second half of this podcast started. I'm downstairs. Pooh Bear is there. Madison is there, home from school. And he comes walking into the kitchen. He opens up a cupboard above the counter, and that's where the salt and pepper is, just like what I showed you. He's eventually going to, okay, now pretend this is a salt and pepper shaker. The way the hands operate, like Mr. Krabs, he puts it in and carries it like this. Okay, so it's gripped like he's holding a baton in the 4x100 relay. And he holds it out in front of him as he walks throughout the house. So and he's holding that, and he goes into the TV room where he is. And he has a salt shaker in his hand. And I'm like, okay. So he's salting food, no doubt. That's what my brain tells me. He comes back. Puts this back. Goes back and sits down. Comes back. Gets the pepper. Puts it in his hand. Puts pepper on food, I presume. Back to the cabinet. Puts the pepper shaker back. Goes back and sits down. I take it back. He then goes to the bathroom, which gives me the opportunity to investigate. I wander over to that area where he has been taking the pepper and the salt, and there's nothing in there to be salted. I'm expecting like a Tupperware full of like Stouffer's macaroni and cheese. I'm like, Well, why the fuck did he bring salt and pepper in here? Holy shit. Pooh Bear's still in the kitchen. I go walking into the kitchen. I go, hey, meet me in the laundry room. I got a mystery. I explained to her and she goes, she can't believe it. She doesn't know what the fuck's going on. Turns out when I come out that there's a coffee mug and there's something in it. And he has it and he's eating out of the coffee mug. So I'm not sure what it is in there. But that was the mystery. I expected like plate of food, but it was the, whatever he was salting and peppering was in a coffee mug. And now he's eating it up. I don't know if it was fucking noodles or whatever the fuck, but he's eating it out of a coffee mug with a goddamn fork. And then, so there's that. That mystery's kind of solved. But I guess, wouldn't it, I constantly am asking, I want to say to him, wouldn't it be easier if you brought the food and salted it and peppered it in the kitchen? So you didn't have to do all of that. And I don't know if I ever want him to ever realize these things, because these great mysteries are very entertaining around this household. Now, this is the type of behavior that I would have wanted to put his head in a vice. But I think that this is... It's taken time to not be... He's made me more patient. I am a very patient man now, because this is the type of thing that would drive me nuts. And I'd say, what the fuck are you doing? Aram says, how is the NFK unaware that his every move is being watched very carefully? It's fantastic. It has to. It is impossible to ignore. And... because everything is viewed with a side eye. Like when I see him come in, I'm always like, and I get extremely anxious. If I'm in there, let's say I'm eating something at the island and he walks in to freshen his drink, get more ice, whatever the fuck, make a mess. I don't know. I can't handle it. So I'm just like, it's just the craziest damn scenario. Holy shit. Bob suggests he was seasoning the juices in his spittoon. I find it hysterical that Pooh Bear bought him not one, but two spittoons. That's kind of like a passive aggressive gift, isn't it? When you do something like that. Like if you were to give somebody like, I don't know, Head and Shoulders shampoo for Christmas, that would be implying wash your fucking hair. And for some reason, I think he's like, all right, enough. I want to stick with the shark with the shitty looking straw sticking out of it. Chewing tobacco like that and spitting the juice into a cup is... probably the most revolting of things. That makes smoking look like the cleanest, sweetest thing. Like if you had a choice, if you were a married person, let's just say you're a lady and you're married, would you rather have your husband chewing and spitting every hour of the day or going outside for a puff or two here and there? What is better for business in your household? You can only pick one or the other. And if you're not a female, just pick. What is the better habit? Is it chewing tobacco every minute of every day, spitting it into a spittoon, or having a puff outside? Linda doesn't get the instructions. I said you must choose one. And she, listen to the instructions, woman. How come everyone else is getting it right except you? You must choose smoker or tobacco chewer. Pick one and don't get smart about it. Maureen, the smart one in the family, got it. Maureen calls you a stupid whore. Aram says, if I could dip without fear of the effects, I would do it all the time. Give me a smoker 100 times of 100, says Jeremy. Well, and besides, a guy, if a chick is smoking, that's hot. Chicks who smoke are attractive women. I will take a mediocre-looking woman who smokes over a hot chick who doesn't. Everybody knows that if you smoke, you're hot. Aram says, does the dentist not say something about his gums, or is he able to dip with complete immunity? No, the dentist knows it, but I don't know what the dentist says to him about that sort of thing. I think this kind of gets down to I'm not his keeper. You ever heard that? I'm not my brother's keeper. I don't know what the fuck that's from, but I've heard people say it. I don't want to be in the business of like policing everything. I'll take him to the doc. I'll help him with his taxes. I'll say hi to him. I'll clean up the feces everywhere and the dirty cabinets. But, I mean, come on now. I'll say love you at night time, because we do that around here. Linda says, I don't have a husband. Fuck off. Linda says, is there a woman alive who uses chewing tobacco? I don't know why that's exclusively a dude thing. Bob says, I cannot stand cigarette smoke since quitting. Adam says to Linda, I saw a female rugby player at Ferris with a can of chew in her back pocket once. Right, but that's probably a woman with dude-like tendencies, if you know what I mean. I mean, has there ever been a chick who's like really attractive and dips and just like spits out in the street like a slob? All right. So another household mystery solved at the Eric Zancho podcast household. It was brought to my attention that St. Joe Gaslight's ex, Rachel Kelso, posted something on her Instagram story. Thank you to Ben for tipping me off about this. I guess somebody reached out to her and was trolling her about Joe. She wrote, that's the person, at Goostrey, G-O-O-S-T-R-E-Y. At Goostrey, showing their stripes as a stupid troll. Someone wrote, do you think that Joe abused you is why you have more attention now? Loaded question for many reasons, admittedly. She wrote, my abusive ex has so many loyal followers who believe he walks on water. Nope. He's just an asshole who hits women. This is a very bold thing to say. This is fantastic. She says he complained about these weirdo fans constantly, yet they love to be little keyboard warriors defending his honor and pop into my life every now and then because I'm the villain in their story. He got himself fired, dipshits, not me. It's pretty excellent. And the initial post, do you think that Joe abused you, is why you have more attention now? So that's kind of like a very passive type of troll, because is not saying that Joe didn't abuse her. I mean, if you want to get down to brass tacks, do you think that Joe abused you is why you have more attention now? Well, I don't know. I would say that's a double-edged sword. Exposing the abuse drew a lot of people to her, admittedly. But you don't have to say much, and she's just going to kick your ass. And by the way, I think physically she could. She's kind of a badass. And she has red hair, and that's just something you really want to tread lightly. Again, 36 years, redhead, easy. I know. You know, there's just something about them. You better keep your fucking, you better not step one toe out of line. Bob says that the Segment 18 Facebook page is full of people that don't know or don't care what Joe did and still fawn over him. There's a, also on Facebook, I need to get to this. Ben Glaze has been nominated for Local Comedian of the Year. And I don't know how the hell that happened. But it's happening right now. The Grand Rapids Magazine put out their best of. And I think Ben's done comedy like three times this year. So he reaches out to me and he says, I don't know how this happened, but I got nominated for Comedian of the Year. Can you maybe post this on your page? So I posted it on Facebook. If you want to check that out and, I don't know, vote for Ben. Stu McAllister is like, what the fuck? Yeah, but Stu, you haven't done any comedy. You've done one gig in the last year, and that was like last weekend. So shut up. Rest in peace to Jimmy Carter. Former president of the United States passed away yesterday at 100 years old. If you were to look up Jimmy Carter Young, I was surprised at this. There's a lot of images of him that I'd never really seen before of the guy. I had no idea he was such a handsome devil. You'll see what I mean. Being 100 years old, he's obviously seen a lot. Here he is with his mom, 1 month old, you know, 1924. Growing up, cute kid. Dad, mom, sisters. Here he is on the farm. He's already ripped. Petting a little horse, a colt. He's already stronger at this picture, in this picture right here in Plains, Georgia, than any of us would ever achieve combined. Here he is on a horse. Here he is with his sister, Gloria. G-L-O-R-I-A. Okay, here he is with his dog, Bozo. Cute dog. Great name for a dog, by the way. Okay, now this is what really caught my eye. He's a handsome man. Here he is. He entered the Naval Academy in 1944. This dude, I mean, seriously, he didn't look anything at all when he's young as he did when he was old. Look at my man. There he is. And this picture I especially like, because here's Carter getting what's known as the ensign bars. on his graduation from officer school. And one of the things, it's because that's his mother wearing the bonnet or whatever the fuck that is. And that's Rosalynn Carter, who from that angle is a fucking stunner at that age. She's in her 20s. Look at the arm tone. She's a total babe. Here they are when they're getting married. There's Carter with all his sailor pals. This is Rosalynn Carter and the kids. Here's Jimmy with the sisters. Brother Billy, here he is running for governor or some shit. Here he is on the peanut farm. This is him and his dog. He's harvesting fucking peanuts. I don't know what the fuck he's doing here. He's running for president. The fucker wins. And then when he was in office, he was horrible. I mean, he was a shit president. He didn't get anything done. I think he thinks he did something right, but nobody liked Carter as president. He was a pile of shit. All right. Here he is looking kind of dorky. Okay, great. And then Ronald Reagan. You know what happened when Carter was president? Carter was president, and then some of you might not be old enough to remember the Iranian hostage crisis. Bunch of these fucking crazy bastards in Iran raided the U.S. embassy and kidnapped everybody and held these people hostage and blindfolded for like more than a year. And then Ronald Reagan got into office and he said, all right, just so you know, if you don't have this shit sorted out by the time I get inaugurated, we're bombing the fuck out of you. Carter actually, he had a mission where he tried to rescue them and it was botched. Like they flew in helicopters and like it was all fucked up. And that was on Carter's watch. So everybody blamed him for the botched attempt to rescue those fuckers. And I think people died in that deal. Like U.S. military died for the botched rescue of the hostages. Reagan on inauguration day in 81. The Ayatollah said, okay, you're free to go. Cause he knew that Ronald Reagan was going to go up his ass with a wire brush. So that happened. And then Jimmy Carter gets out of office and I'm not kidding. He got a bunch of woodworking shit. This is him and his, he went back to the farm in Georgia and he started woodworking and doing like Habitat for Humanity shit. Here he is throwing out the first pitch. Here he is working on a house. And then that's what he was known for. Like this set of wood chess pieces, he made this shit. He was better at woodworking than he was being president, okay? If he had just skipped the presidency and just stuck to woodworking, he could have been a billionaire from selling chess pieces and building Habitat for Humanity homes. But he took time off to be president, and he fucked America up horribly. Here he is winning the Nobel Peace Prize. He was such a nice guy that Trump even said something nice about him when it was announced that he died. And I think that that's a true test. If Donald Trump speaks highly of you, that means you're great. Like here is Kennedy, not Kennedy, goddamn it, Carter and Mrs. Carter working on a Habitat for Humanity house. Now, I doubt... She probably just put that thing there. She doesn't even know what that is that she's holding. It's a Porter Cable stapler or nail gun. She doesn't know what that is. Carter doesn't know what planet he's on in this picture. There's strings attached to the ceiling holding him up. There's people below the waist holding his legs so he doesn't fall over. Immediately after this photo was taken, he started gnawing on that Porter Cable nail gun and actually shot a few into the back of his throat. That's how fucked up he was. So don't believe anything about this shot here. And that was 2005. That was 20 years ago. He was like 99 years old when this picture was taken in 05. Here he is in 13 with the other Democratic presidents. President Obama, President Carter, President Michelle Obama, President Clinton, and President Lincoln. This picture in 2014 shows you the phenomena of how if a couple is with each other long enough, they look exactly alike. If you took Jimmy's hair off and put it on Rosalind and took Rosalind's hair off and put it on Jimmy, it's the same person. Here's Jimmy answering questions, I guess. In 2015, it says he was diagnosed with melanoma and started immunotherapy and radiation therapy. By the end of the year, his scans no longer showed cancer. Here's the happy couple. They ended up living in the home in Plains, Georgia that they had built way back when. It's not a big house. Easy for the Secret Service to protect these two. Here's Jimmy again in 19. He really likes that bolo tie because you saw it in like other pictures too. He had it in 14. Then move ahead to 19. He's got the same bolo tie. Okay, now this is recent. This was taken last year. He's at near the end of his rope. I think he was cogent, though, through all the way to his final days until when maybe they induced like morphine therapy as he was in hospice. But despite the horrible presidency, this was a great life for this guy. I mean, they loved. What the fuck is that? They love Jimmy Carter. Aram says, I can't tell if Eric likes or dislikes Carter. Well, you know me. I mean, I like to remain objective. I'm just telling you what everyone thought of him. He was universally loved by everyone. I don't really have an opinion. I never met Jimmy Carter. I think he did a decent job as being a human being. Easily, though, one of the worst presidencies that has ever happened. And this is a perfect example of how, with enough time, and if you play your cards right, your horrible legacy can be erased. Anybody who thinks that Jimmy Carter was good at being the president of the United States needs to read a history book. Everything he touched turned to shit. Ronald Reagan beat him in a landslide victory. That's not easy to do. Okay? It was such a landslide that California went to the Republicans. Now, granted, Reagan from California used to be the governor of California. But still, I mean, Trump beat the hillbilly shit out of Harris in this last election, and that was not a landslide. Think about what Trump did times like two. Chris says he was way before me, but seemed like an incredible human being. It's been cool reading all the things he did and what people have to say. May he rest in peace. Now, let me ask you this. Oh, by the way, as soon as Biden gets out of office, he becomes the oldest former president. Still living, that is. The only living former presidents now are George W., Clinton, Barack, and Trump. Which, by the way, Clinton and H.W. are both, I think 72 or 78. I just looked this up. Oh, he's 78. God damn. Yeah, so is George W. I can't believe George W. is 78. God damn it. All right. You see, Trump is so old. Actually, let me back up. If in, because that was 1980 that, Carter's term ended. So that was 45 years ago, virtually. So everybody, I don't know how many people are going to look back on his presidency and talk about it, because that was so long ago. I was a child, and I remember how bad it was. He was president from when I was 6 to 10. But I remember that shit. I didn't learn it after the fact. I remember the botched rescue. For people that are around right now, in 45 years, are you going to look back on the Biden presidency? What are you going to forget about the shit show that it was? Conversely, Trump, in 45 years, I don't think either of these men are able to outrun what they did in office. Even if Trump does something great in office. I don't know. Well, the detractors, there's no way that the detractors will ever forget how shitty Donald Trump was. Like my daughter, she hates Trump. And she's 22. In 45 years, when she's 77, is she going to look back and be like the way we're looking at Carter now? Like, God, that Donald Trump, he was fucking great. God love him. Because that's what people are doing right now with Carter. I think the difference is, though, Carter was genuinely a nice human being. He was a sweet soul. Trump's a fucking psychopath. So I don't think that could ever possibly happen. It can't even be compared. Now, to all you brainwashed pieces of shit, you're going to look back on Trump and be like, oh, my God, he's the greatest thing ever. You know, you're the dicks who drive around with Trump flags. Okay? So you're going to love him no matter what. Chris says, I think Biden will be remembered for saving us from Trump for a term and then his quick decline. Yeah. Reagan beat Carter. Carter had 49 electoral votes. Reagan had 489. What an ass kicking. My God. I think the things that were important to Americans in 1980 were inflation, unemployment, energy, and the hostages. Not necessarily in that order. That's what I remember. There were like oil shortages then and gasoline lines. Like if you wanted to get gasoline, you had to wait in line because there was... You had to wait for the fucking fuel truck to show up like Jake and Elwood. We're out of gas. Chris says, back when Eric used to be a Lions fan. You know, what the fuck? I love the Lions, okay? They might even win tonight. Maybe. I mean, I don't know what you want me to say. I do want to show you this video I saw of Dan Campbell narrating a clip of various pieces of video of Detroit Lions receiver Amon-Ra St. Brown. Watch this and listen to this.
This to me embodies everything that St. Brown is about, because we're getting our teeth kicked in at the end of the game. He don't want to come out of the game and he wants us to run the ball so that he can freaking block, even though there's no way we're going to win that game at that point.
Watch this fucker. All right. Watch this fucker. We're going to run it three times. End of the game. That means something. Here's the next one. If you're on Baltimore side, you're having a good time, life's great. You know what? You're not going to have a good time. You're not going to have a good time. He's out for fucking blood. Because the rest of those guys, you can enjoy this. Have fun. But somebody's going to fucking get it.
Come on. Listen, I'm here.
All right, here we go. Last flight. Watch this. Fuck you. Fuck you again. That's fucking hope right there.
This, to me, embodies everything that St. Brown is about.
Saying, fuck you. Fuck you again. I love that style of mouth. Fuck you. Fuck you again. Uh-oh. There's Bruce. Just kicks the door open. What's up, big fella? Maureen says, that's awesome. I love St. Brown. Packers, had they beaten the Vikings, that would have been awesome for the Lions. Now it's up to the final game. This game against San Francisco, it literally, it's an odd set of circumstances. Because if the Lions win and then lose against the Vikes, they lose the division. If they lose tonight and win against the Vikes, they win the division. So this game tonight, it has no bearing on the final outcome of the season. That's really odd, but it's true. So if they win tonight and then lose that final game, they're out. I mean, they're not out. They don't win the North. They don't have the top seed. Kenny says, can the Titans coach go hang out with Campbell and maybe learn how to properly coach and inspire people? Grow some balls, a brain, etc. And no, I'm not mentioning his name because I hate him. I don't even know who the fuck it is. All right. Speaking of Green Bay, I want to get to this clip of Aaron Rodgers because it's making the rounds. The Jets were getting their asses kicked, and Aaron Rodgers took himself out of the game. And he's getting a lot of criticism over that. Now, I don't care for Aaron Rodgers at all. Just the look on this fuck's face, to me, makes him the most unlikable person in the world. All right? I get a real former Zaniac vibe from Aaron Rodgers.
What was the conversation like with Jeff when he took you out of the game?
What was the conversation like with Jeff when he took you out of the game?
What were your thoughts on that?
No, I mean, it was 33-0. We were sitting there. And I said at some point, probably go to Tyrod here, huh?
It was 33-0. I said, hey, we'll probably go to Tyrod here, huh?
And then the next play, they threw a screen for a touchdown. So it's 40-0.
I don't know. People are kind of making a big deal saying that he took himself out of the game. This person wrote awful. Aaron Rodgers benched himself in the fourth quarter, essentially quitting on the Jets. Cut him and let him retire after the season. I'd love to see that. The Jets are a disaster. Chris says, their best receiver said he is demanding a trade if Aaron Rodgers comes back. It's getting sticky in New York. Chris says, compare that to the Amon-Ra St. Brown clip you just played, LOL. My God, this show's getting so long in the tooth. I feel like I just started. I have yet to even mention some of the amazing sponsors that make this show possible. So I'm gonna kind of do this faster than I'd like to. Just know, heating, A&E, heating and cooling. Stand by. Sorry, I don't know what my problem is. Anything heating and cooling related, 616-516-8579. Furnace, you need a repair, you need an after-hour service call, it's who you call, A&E. Mortgages. Buy now, refinance later with the Mario Flores Lakeshore team of Van Dyke Mortgage. Call from anywhere in the U.S. This is a nationwide sponsor. 231-332-6505. They've got a whole division at Mario's for first-time home buyers. You can get into a home. The Midwest paintball destination is TC Paintball. Online at tcpaintballgr.com. OG sponsors going back nearly, well, I take it back. I was going to say nearly 6 years. If you go all the way back to the post-Freebeer days, we go back 9 years. Thank you, Rick, TC Paintball. When it comes to cannabis, the shop I'd like you to go to is the Green Medicine Shop in Greenville, Michigan. Especially if you folks who are canna curious. I think I want to get high. I've never done this, or it's been 30 years. I think I'm going to go get stoned. Buy the cannabis products at the Green Medicine Shop. Before you do anything, though, if you have any questions, we've got a pharmacist there every single day. Her name is Shawnee. She owns the facility with her husband, Matt. TheGreenMedicineShop.com is in Greenville, Michigan. They sell recreational cannabis and medicinal cannabis. Get a med card if you're 21, if you're under 21, 18 to 21. And you can still get your cannabis products that way. Frank Fuss, My Policy Shop Insurance. Find him at buyinsurancehere.com. That's buyinsurancehere.com. For Obamacare, not to mention life insurance, Medicare, Medicare plans, Part A and B, Social Security planning. Frank covers it all, and his services are free. Today is the day that I'm going to King's Room Barbershop. You will not believe this hair. It's out of control. Kingsroom.net. Three locations, Caledonia, Northland Drive, and in Wyoming at 821 36th Street. Believe it or not, I still have three more sponsors to talk about, and I'm going to get to them here. God damn it. I am so proud of what is going on here on the show. Because if it weren't for these sponsors and you supporting these sponsors, we would not be able to do this. So thank you for calling upon the sponsors. Kuiper Tree Care, they take care of all the trees around the house here. And they can take care of anything you have. Tree removal, tree pruning, stump grinding, tree risk assessment, land clearing, storm cleanup. 616-828-8225. That's 616-828-8225. It's the off season right now at Werner Roofing, but they can still help you. If there's something immediate and pressing that you need fixed, they can help you with your roof. Reach out to them. WERNERroofing.com or call 616-844-5382, 616-844-5382. And finally today, Jacqueline dropped her car off at Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid and EV. They had a loaner car waiting for her, and she's getting her brakes looked at on the old Civic. If you have any questions, you can call them, 616-532-6600. Their website, ervines.com. That's ervines.com, longtime sponsor Irvine's. They also sponsor my Facebook spot, my Facebook page, and my spot on Twitch. So thank you. I know that was a lot. Sometimes I kind of like get on a roll and I forget, you know. It's sometimes one of those deals. Chris says, hope you're doing okay, Joe. To the immortal Joe Martinez. I hope so, too. I don't know what that is. I hadn't really heard of this person. Lily Phillips. Does anyone know who Lily Phillips is? She's in UK, in the UK, and these terms are becoming interchangeable these days, influencer and OnlyFans star. So I'm pretty sure Lily Phillips, I don't know what came first. Social media influencer and then OnlyFans star, or OnlyFans star and then social media influencer. I could perhaps look this up. Okay. It's written in a language that I can't read. Either way, it doesn't matter. She did a deal where she slept with 100 dudes in one night. Colin Rugg says, new, Airbnb owner responds after finding out that OnlyFans star Lily Phillips slept with 101 men in their home. That must have been rough. In a statement to the Daily Mail, the Airbnb host said they just found out what happened in their home after giving Phillips a good review. We have been made aware of this now. Unfortunately, we did not know anything about what she had done in our flat, and there was no sign of anything in the flat when she left. We only found out a couple of days ago. We have no further comment. In the original Airbnb review, the host said Phillips was a lovely guest to host and kept to all the house rules. I guess that's kind of one of the risks that you run as an Airbnb owner. Can you imagine going through that place with a black light? Here's a clip that I saw. That's Lily right there. And that's one of the guys that she's going to have sex with.
Is that real?
Yeah, he's not good with smells.
Lily then walked us through the process that she had repeated 100 times that day.
Come on in, make yourself at home, take your shoes off. I've got some hangers here if you want to put your coat up.
Nice.
Come on in, where you travel from today? Oh, lovely.
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, it's so nice to meet you. I'll get you on the bed, make yourself comfortable, yeah. Take off your trousers, and we're going to have a fun time.
Because of waiting, we tried to get back into the Airbnb. We ended up being delayed by one of her assistant's boyfriends, a close-up magician who had been performing for men in the waiting room.
No.
Waiting room.
That is cool as shit, dude.
Lily's PA gave us some more updates and promised us that they were nearly finished.
It's definitely the busy time of the night. That door is turning into more of a revolving door. There are guys coming in and out of there constantly. They've sent out security guards and things to go get her snacks and electrolytes and just to keep her sort of functioning.
Then, finally, the feat was complete and we were invited inside.
Hello. Good. How are you?
First thing I thought about is her mom and dad. Like, I would think that that thought of them being aware of this would be enough to keep someone from doing this. But then again, there are tons of people in the world who are in the adult film industry who they don't give a shit about it. I don't think this is any, it isn't much more different than that. Chris says, I watched a documentary after and she looked broken and sad. Yucky. Bob says, looks like a Jackson Pollock painting. Maureen calls her a hoe bag. Tyler says she's going for 1,000 in February. Yeah, I thought I read that too in this article about OnlyFans. Lily Phillips reveals what her parents really think of her sleeping with 100 dudes in a day. And in this article, it says the same thing. And I thought, that can't be right, though. I think that said 1,000 in one day. How does the math work? I mean, because you would have to have... Okay. Easy math. Let's take the number 1,000 divided by 24. That means you'd have to pound, you'd have to get pounded by 41 different guys in an hour. So divide that by 60. That means 0.69 guys per minute. The only way that that would be possible is if she had some great fluffers who totally got those guys right to the brink and then just a couple good thrusts and they were done. But then you're dealing with cleanup issues. There's going to be a lot of leftover squeege. Holy shit. Well, anyway. Chris says, I just sent you the clip that I was talking about. All right. See if I can get that. I'm guessing you sent it on... the way you normally do. I see it. Okay. Okay, she's upset. She sounded like Freebear in the beginning of that.
I think sometimes like feeling so like robotic. Like by the, I think like the 30th, you know, like when we're getting on a bit, I've got like a routine of like how we're going to do this. And like it just... Sometimes you'd like disassociate and be like, you know, like it's not like normal things at all. In my head right now, I can think of like 5, 6 guys, 10 guys that I remember, and that's it. But it's just, I don't know, it's just weird, isn't it? Like if I didn't have the videos, I wouldn't have known I've done 100, you know? But yeah. I think that was kind of the hard part, is like conversing with them and like when they'd kind of be like, oh, like we've only had 2 minutes or 3 minutes and you said 5 on the message.
Did someone say that to you?
Yeah. And obviously it just makes feel so bad.
Do you think you should feel bad about that?
I guess when you've promised something to people who support you, it's kind of hard to let them down.
But it's up to you, right? Like when you know.
Yeah. Did anybody ask her in this, why did you actually do this?
Yeah.
Have you even processed, do you think, what's happened?
Not yet. God, I won't forget this day, Jesus.
When I decided to start making this documentary, I wasn't too sure of what to expect. I certainly didn't expect to see Lily so upset at the end of it all.
This is bad. This is how people kill themselves. This is horrible. Maureen says, she's such a whore. Oh, my God. I wanted to get into this thing about mom and dad here. Because I'm just going to tell you this. If I were a mom and dad, or if I was a dad and this happened, I wouldn't respond the way she says her parents are responding. My parents knew straight from the start what I was doing, 23-year-old Lily Phillips said. In the documentary. And the documentary is called I Slept with 100 Men in One Day. I was very upfront about it, obviously, at the start. They were a bit apprehensive because they wanted me to be safe and they wanted me to make good decisions. Yeah. The fact that she describes the parents as a bit apprehensive, I would bust in to where this was happening. I'd kick in the door, armed, and people would die, okay? That's what would happen. Or I would, I'd kidnap her and I'd lock her away and we'll sort the rest out later. But I know this, 100 guys would not be doing that to my daughter. I don't give a shit what I'd, I didn't give a shit if I'd go to prison for keeping her away from this, all right? This is a sick human being who needs intense mental health help. That's what this person needs. All right? This is fucking horrible. Earlier, she when she did this, her new goal, it says in January of 25. So, like now, is to sleep with 1,000 guys in one day. They don't need to know the logistics, Phillips said, referring to her parents' knowledge of her activities. I do feel a bit embarrassed. I can't believe you're saying I do feel a bit embarrassed. You should feel sickened by this corruptness. I guess because it's not what my parents would have chosen for me to do doesn't mean my parents are going to disown me or hate me or anything like that. I would consider disowning a child if they did this, okay? I would consider disowning and never speaking to them again, all right? This is actually one. You know how they say your love for a child can never die? I think it might. I think it might actually do that. She says, and then this dumb idiot says, I just don't want them to think less of me. Well, then don't do shit like this, you idiot. You can't have your cake and eat it too. She said she speaks with her mom over the phone every day. Said her parents do hope she can find one guy to settle down with in the future. Ugh. And then how about all these dudes? These fucking animals. Phillips' OnlyFans career began while she was studying at a university after she began sleeping around while in school. She said she realized she could turn her activities into a profitable career. So there you go. That's what this is. It's all about that. While Phillips did not have the intention to make OnlyFans her full-time job at first, she realized she could make a lot of money if she made it her sole focus. So she's a sex worker. That's what she is. But she seems sad about it. So I don't know if her brain was ready to become a sex worker, but she's a sex worker. And that's fine. But you can't sit there and on one breath say, I just don't want to let my parents down, and then show videos of you being all sad, and then in the next breath say, yeah, for my next amazing feat, I'm going to sleep with 1,000 guys in one day. So, I mean, pick one. Are you going to be a sex worker, or are you going to be sad, introspective human being that's questioning bad decisions? You know? Maureen says sex worker equals whore. You know, I don't know if people say that so much these days. You know, people can make their own decisions about those types of things. I guess you could say that. That's just another word. As long as people understand that that's what they're doing, if it's perfectly legal, whatever. You can do whatever you want. But the difference is, if you go to the Bunny Ranch or wherever, whatever fucking prostitution place or OnlyFans page, I don't know if you're going to find too many of them being worried about what mom and dad think and don't want to let mom and dad down and are getting too sad about what they're pulling off, because that's their life's work. That's what they do. I mean, if you're going to be a sex worker like that, quit crying. You know? You got to actually be full in and not crying and saying, I want to make mom and dad happy, or just give up being a sex worker. I guess. That's just what I think. But from my perspective, if I find out that my daughter's doing this, I'm going to try to do everything I can to keep that from happening. If that means going to jail, so be it. And if nothing else fails, I'm done. I don't want any part of you in my life. And I have cut off family before, and I will do it again. Fuck that. Sorry. I'm drawing the line there. Let's see. Adam Sandler, 012, says, 2024 is wild. First, KSI drops the worst song in history. I don't know what that is. No Grand Theft Auto 6 release. And now this woman did the most disgusting stuff. I'm glad this year is over Wednesday. My son just texted, looks like they finally gave up on the Weekend at Bernie's skit with Jimmy Carter. Outstanding joke, son. I'm proud of you. It is time for the asshole of the day. The asshole of the day is brought to you by TC Paintball. And today I'm going to, the asshole of the day might be a name that, you know, if you've got a brain like mine, you don't remember. But I wrote it down because I knew I'd forget it. Asshole of the day is Nathan Williams. Who's that? That was the guy on Facebook when I said, what's up with Michael Vick? Everybody loves the guy. What an amazing comeback by him. And he said, yeah, you know, some would argue that what he did to dogs is just as bad as what you did, EZ. And that was encourage people to get vaccinated. Because of the evidence, you've killed thousands of people or some bullshit like that. What a fucking idiot. I'm reminded of just how stupid some of those sons of bitches are, or were, hopefully were. I hope they died from not getting the fucking shot, assholes. All right. That is my time. I'll join you on the Patreon a little while later on. I don't know when. It all depends on taco nap or no taco nap. And that's up in the air. Not sure. Till then, have a good one, folks. Thank you, and bye-bye.
This just in, hot off the bench press. Planet Fitness has added new strength equipment. Save $28 or more when you join today, and you can be one of the first to try it out. We're raising the bar with new benches, and our new hack squat will have you actually looking forward to leg day. Plus, we're still repping all of the best-in-class equipment we've always had, with most clubs open 24 hours, so you can work out your way on your time. So let's do this. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more. Just $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 10th. See home club for details.